It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gon' do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
SRN Survival Radio Network.
Morning, and welcome to A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith, where civics blooms in athletics and sports, here on Survival Radio Network. Well, I am so excited. I'm coming off a great high, coming from Atlanta, Acadian last night at midnight. I'm going to give a couple of shout-outs, one to Nakia Stanford. She hosted our very first Chat in the Garden sponsored dinner. It was fabulous. We had about 10 women, one guy who's a listener of the podcast who works for the Braves, so I guess that would count that he needed to be in the room. But it was outstanding. We actually, we had some seasoned athletic administrators. We had mid-majors, we had people from a conference office. Again, we had people on the sports executive side, as I mentioned, from Jubal Robinson from the Atlanta Braves. We had Nancy Lake from Shaw University, Associate AD. We had Kristen McGowell, Assistant Commissioner for Events. In internal operations for the Rocky Mount Conference Office. We had Jacqueline Taylor, who is a recent graduate of a master's program, and she is seeking a position. And this is very interesting because I'm going to let you know how when you put things out in the atmosphere, how things always connect. So she was to the right. And then, Katori Key, I got to give her a double shout out. She dropped in. She stopped the homecoming festivities to come over to say hello. It was, and that was a really a blessing. And it was just great to be able to connect like minds. Because usually, again, it is people who know me but don't know each other, and that's what is really a blessing, because when you connect with others, you can go so much further than you can go by yourself. And so it was just a blessing. I keep saying it's a blessing, it's a blessing, a blessing, because as in my mind's eye, I'm thinking about what conversations were going on that didn't include me, which tells me that we are really planting seeds to grow for other individuals. And I'm also talking slow because I'm trying to remember who was sitting to my left. And so when I remember, I will share. What was interesting to me, because somehow or another, I guess, it stemmed from a compliance background a little bit. And so you had a conversation. Oh, I remember who it was. It was a high school Coach Henry, and from Marlboro High School. And she was asking questions about how to get her young lady certified. She said that she had one senior. But here's the beauty part. You had one young lady who just finished grad school, all right? And then you had another veteran compliance person speaking about it and gave her some insight to how to help her own students. Now, when you help your own students, guess what? It helps you grow in your knowledge base, and it elevates you where you are. So that was just so beautiful for me, just to sit back and just watch the triangle discussion of what was going to occur for her. And that was just excellent. So thank you so much for Prime America, Nikki Stanford, for having us. And this was a great experience. It wasn't at a restaurant this time. It was like at an Airbnb in Charlotte. In Atlanta. And it was out in the group. I got pictures and giving a shout out to those individuals because it was a great setting. And, you know, it was so good. You know, we start talking and going intense about some strategies for every individual, what they were doing. And even Jamal, like I said, our lone male in the room, he shared his ticketing piece that he does. And we were like, oh, man, you know how you can actually consult some individuals? Because he talked about third-party ticketing and what's the best way to he does it's called ticket fulfillment. So he doesn't sell the tickets, but when people come to the Braves game and have a complaint or don't know why they don't have the tickets because they bought it from third party, and when they have an issue, the thing they got it from the Braves, he's the one that kind of calms the nerves with that. And we're like, oh, that is so interesting. So, again, I'm saying all this to say that, yes, we have reached 1,300 members, which is fabulous, but you also have to figure out a way how to advance. How so we can see you, how to raise your hand. So we have these great opportunities because guess what? The meal was free. And by the way, the meal was great. And yours truly had her very first, I probably will say it wrong, sangria. I had my very first sangria. It was so, so good. So just to be able to unwind, learn, connect. And if you like to host this, in your city, let me know. Let me know. Because, again, no one in the room knew each other. Everybody just knew me. So that's what I kind of do. I go plant myself, and I connect vine. So shout back out for the Tori Key of Morehouse. And now she got a promotion. Now she's over compliance for the whole university, not just athletics. So shout out to her. But she's the one who recommended me for the SIAC, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Association SAC meeting that happened the next day. And so I was able to do one of my signature workshops, basically called Growth Mindset versus Fixed Mindset, Hit a Wall, Create a Door. And that was great. Got great with the student athletes from all of these, I think it was two representatives from each SIAC institution, and met some phenomenal young people. And the fact that it was at nighttime and they were still interactive, it was great. And so shout out to the SIAC staff. I'm excited. They want to bring me back to do some work with the SWAs. So y'all know I love what I do. I love to see other people grow. And so thank you to those individuals. And this is the real blessing part, that those two events occur at the same time as Women Leaders in College Sports Convention. So I was able to celebrate with Jennifer Williams, the new athletic director at Alabama State University, and Dina Freeman Patton, associate athletic director for University of California, Bakersfield. So, yeah, and please, I had the great pleasure of meeting many of you in person. And it was funny because people would say, hi, they don't know my face, but I knew their name. I said, let me see your badge. Oh, yes. So it was really important to like and comment so your name will pop up. And I'm glad everybody, you know, is loving it and listening, but I don't know if you're really looking because I don't see any responses. So it's really important to be engaged, be engaged. And so I'm going to give my third shout-out to Katori Key for that great opportunity. Now, I'm all about resources. Leaders are readers, and readers are leaders. And so that's one of the things I'm always going to bring to you. And it was interesting. I mailed this book to one of our colleagues who works on a professional level. And she said, I'm reading a book. I'm almost finished. And it's a great read. So let that be an endorsement, okay, that individuals on the professional level found this book to be a great resource. So, again, because things that you don't know, and it's conversational as well, but it also will help you be able to guide your student athletes who are looking to be to go professional bound. And they're just things that we're just not aware of that we become shocked about. Like I continue to say, they can sign a contract in February. We don't get paid until the season. And just like on the entertainment side, they can have agents who are buying all these things for them, but it's come out their check when they get paid, and it's a little shock that if they get $10,000, they want to make $300 after they done bought the house, bought these great gifts just to celebrate. It's all about a mindset, people, a mindset. And I believe that education will help you be able to have a mindset. Okay? So the name of the book is Surviving the Life, the Professional Athlete's Playbook to Avoiding the Curse. And the curse is what? Having and have it slip right through your hands and didn't even know what happened. That's all. And, you know, some things, it's about trust and who you trust, and we get that. But even the book helps them use language to tell family, I love you, I'm going to support you, blah, 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 but I need somebody who understands and have been through this. So I think it's a great read. I would suggest you read it before you give it to your student athlete. It's on Amazon, so you cannot tell me you didn't know, because I gave you the resource to know. So it is a great read, great read. The author still stands that a lot of folks that I met at the convention said, I keep missing the show. Well, you never have to miss the show, because it is what? A podcast. And that's why I make sure that we're all in agreement that it's a podcast, you can go look at it in the group. That's why I don't send people to iTunes and any of the other places that the replays are on. Because, number one, if I have you come back to the group, you can go play it, but then you also get to see the rest of the things that are going on as well. So, again, don't miss this opportunity to network. You can binge watch on weekends, but guess what? Here's another thing. Now, I like the networking piece on Facebook, but some of you just may not be Facebookers. Even though I would suggest this, that you hit the notification piece within the group so you will get an email when things are posted, and you can go back and look at it at your leisure. But it's also, here's another option. I have an email list where I send the replays from every week. So that's something interesting. Please just contact me at MoniqueAJSmith@SeasonEmpowerment.info. And you also can, you know, message me on Facebook, on Instagram, I'm Season Empowerment. On Twitter, I am host of chat. And, of course, also I have another one with my name, Monique AJ Smith. But host of chat is where I talk from a podcast piece, and I also put, you know, tag some articles that are really important in our industry. I use it for my students, just to be honest, because there'll be some articles that I'm going like, oh my gosh, I want them to be able to read this and discuss it in class, and so I just kind of hashtag the name of the class and say, hey, did you see what I put down? So I just, I'm a nerd, and I just love to share information. I'm an SID at heart, so for me, that just comes to me naturally, and I want to be able to share. And it's free, y'all. It's totally free, and you stay connected. Because what I'm trying to tell you is, like, when you go to these conferences, and you can just say, hey, I'm a member of the Garden, you'd be surprised how much more dialogue you would have. And this gives you confidence to go meet them. There are no barriers to entry when they're on the podcast as guests or in the group. Believe me. And just the beautiful things I've seen that have come from the digital space of networking is so phenomenal. And as a matter of fact, I am speaking about that at a VCU Women's Conference next month. And I'm using this group to have a discussion to speak to the fact how digital networking is changing the face of athletic administration for the women of color. And shout out, glad I put a pause there again, shout out to our Women Leaders in College Sports Administrators of the Year. That was the hit, to have two on the stage that was saying something, and both of them were mothers. So for you out there who are wondering, can you do this? It can be done. It can be done. So here's the point. If you're having a problem with that, don't know how it can be done, I promise you, if you reach out to either Dina Freeman Patton or Jennifer Williams, you might have to get a response electronically because they're really busy ladies. But again, I'm sure that you ask a specific question, not like, can I pick your brain, but just exactly how do you do this? Do you use, do you have a nanny, or all of that? You know, do you prepackage your meals? I'm not a parent, but these are just ideas that I'm coming up with. Don't back and think about how to balance. And did you have it in your contract, you know, that you would said about your moves based on the school districts? Again, this is a place to solve problems and to celebrate. So when you celebrate others, you solve your own problems because you get a chance to say, hey, if they're doing this, I can do this. Okay, I'm coming off my soapbox. One other resource that I like to share, again, for those who are interested in being a life coach, I have partnered with Talinda L. Smith. She is a John Maxwell trained life coach, and I've gone through her program, and I feel like I've really benefited from learning her curriculum, and I actually can use her curriculum because I've been certified to do so. But again, almost all the trainings I receive, it is to be able to serve you better. And some of the things that she has shared, I think, is great for if you supervise, if you have sports supervision, and you have those difficult conversations. There's a way to coach people to have buy-in, because the problem in leadership sometimes, and I have this problem, I just want to get to the chase. This is what you need to do. But if you don't get buy-in from the individual that you are leading, then if it doesn't work out or they don't understand, then all they're going to do is the blame game, and you're not going to get the results you want. So number one, yes, slow down. That's from a message to myself. But also, you got to use certain languages to try to bring them into the fold of what you're speaking of. So there's some tough things that are going on, especially if you have coaches that were coached a certain way. And today is a new day. For instance, the mental health space. You know, there's certain things that we can't say that were said at least, I would even say 10 years ago. You just can't. And, you know, with social media, we can use that as teaching moments from other people. I can't even say mistakes. Can't even say mishaps. I would just say, as you can say, we don't want this to happen to us. This is a message to us to do things differently. And so I always say this, you have to educate to influence. You have to educate to influence. And that's why I say books are key, because people will get ownership of what they read. So if you're interested in just getting a new tool on how to coach your life, not your life, but using life coaching mechanisms to lead your department, I would really, really, truly consider, it's called the Champion Influence Coaching Program, and it's fabulous. So she's got a couple of dates. This upcoming, I think it's in 2 weeks, in Lafayette, Indiana, October 26th and 28th. And then in February, she'll be in Florence, South Carolina. And, again, you come up a bit package. You can go back and look at it. You know, I believe in continuous education. And what I really like about this young lady is she comes from outside of tracks. She was director of operations for track and field for Purdue for years, I mean over a decade. And she herself is a former NCAA champion. So she's on the business side. So most of the clients are business executives. But I'm thinking, okay, if she's come from out, and that's why she understood our plight. And she uses our terminology to be able to educate other individuals. So if anything, go support our own and then grow yourself. So to sign up for one of her programs, she's got dates all over. And if you want to bring her to your neck of the woods, all you have to do is to get 10 people to commit, and then she'll come to you. So I think that's a great opportunity. So toyconsults.com. Again, that's toy, T-O-Y, consults.com. Well, I'm telling you, the reason why I've chosen that topic to speak at the VCU Women's Conference called Higher Ground on the power of the digital networking is because, people, we're in our fifth season. We have seen people connect, assist each other in the next position. And I have just met some phenomenal women. So this weekend, I had the pleasure to finally lay eyes in real time, because this young lady is a member of our membership program called Advanced Academy. And so I have seen her virtually in real time. But actually just talk and hug her, it was a delight. It was a delight. And it's been a delight to be working with her for the last couple of months about advancing her skills and her new position. And I'm really excited. I did, you know, when we had our leadership strategy session, I did get a chance to hear her story, but I get a chance to hear more in depth and for her to answer some questions that I gathered from you all this week. So it is a truly triple pleasure for me to introduce Janelle White, Associate Athletic Director for IUPUI. Welcome to the garden, Janelle.
Thank you so much. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, you just shared, you just came off the plane. Are you in a safe spot to do the show?
Oh, I am in a safe spot. I actually just pulled up in my driveway, so we are good to go.
All right. It was truly a pleasure to really lay eyes on you and give you a hug.
Yes, ma'am. I felt the same way. The pleasure was all mine.
Well, here we go. So I got a couple of questions for you, but before I get to the questions that have come in, let's just start from your journey from college to your current position.
Okay, well, first let me say thank you again, Monique, for giving me this opportunity. It's truly an honor to share this space with you and all the phenomenal women that have been on your show before me. But a little bit about me. So from college, I went to Auburn University. I played volleyball there, obtained my undergrad and my graduate degree, my bachelor's and my master's from Auburn. And then from there, I transitioned to LSU. So I'll backtrack a little bit. I finished my degree in 4 years, and I had a fifth year of eligibility, so I started grad school my fifth year. So I completed my master's while playing volleyball, but I also had the opportunity to step into compliance and be a graduate assistant in the compliance department at Auburn. So when I was done with my degree, SEC meetings, and gentleman that I sat next to was Bo Bonson, and he was getting ready to hire someone for compliance at LSU. So through that connection, applied for the job and ended up getting it, and I went on to be the compliance coordinator at LSU and had some promotions there, received a promotion there, and was in their department for about 3 years. Then I transitioned on to Middle Tennessee State, worked there for about 2 years, and I ended up taking a break from athletics, and I stepped away and moved from Tennessee to Alabama and worked at State Farm for about 2 years. And then I decided that while I enjoyed it and it was a great experience, I was missing college athletics. So made a phone call. My husband ended up getting a job back close to his hometown, and I made a call to a colleague at South Alabama who had just created a position in compliance and was able to network with him and ended up getting back into athletics. So went to the University of South Alabama. I wasn't there very long. I was only there 9 months and ended up getting a call from my former boss who was at Middle Tennessee State. He had just accepted a position at Texas Southern University and asked me if I would come with him. And that they were having some issues at that time and needed to just basically revamp the compliance department and assist them with getting through APR. And so made that phone call. I had a great working relationship with him at Middle and accepted that job. So went on to Texas Southern, stayed there for 3 years. Then I got a call from Melvin Hines while he was at Alabama State. He was transitioning. He was the interim AD at the time and working through some things. So I accepted the job. It was a promotion for me and went on to Alabama State and stayed there for 3 years. And then my husband got a job offer, and my husband's a Division I football coach. So we made the decision. Yes, he's a Division I football coach. So made the decision that I would leave, and I've skipped some steps. But by that time, I was pregnant with our fourth child, and we both agreed that I would step away because he had been just so gracious in following me in my career. I knew it was time for me that and follow him in his career. So we moved to Ohio. I stayed at home for 2 years with our children. And one day we both just kind of looked at each other, and I was like, I don't think this is working. He was like, I don't think it's working either. So I said, well, I need to go back to work. So immediately started looking, making phone calls, and reaching out to my network. And lo and behold, position opened up at IUPUI when Gail Barksdale left and got the AD job at Sonoma State. And made the connections with Dr. Roger Perry, and I guess now the rest is history. So I'm now Senior Associate AD in SWA at IUPUI.
That is fabulous, and I did learn more than I did before.
Yes.
Well, you know, I do want to delve a little bit into something, because I had a conversation with one of my mentees actually this week. And when you said that your husband was gracious to follow you And then you made you all both had aha moments. How do you get into, and I have heard this too before, let me just put a pause. When I interview all the female presidents in the NEIA, they all said that one of the best decisions they made was their partner in life, because that is how they were able to soar, because they had their support. So how do you believe that you got in sync and both said it's time for me now to be the front runner with this? How do you ebb and flow with that? Can you speak to that? Because we do have several women who are suffering in that area.
Yeah, so for us, it's a bit of a unique situation. He's actually telling my business here, but he's 3 years younger than me. So we were apart pretty much all of our relationship, which is
okay.
Sad, but it's true. So it wasn't really new to us. And, you know, I was one of those, you know, independent women. And I told him, look, I went to school, I got these 2 degrees, I'm going
right.
to use it. And so, so, you know, jokingly, but he knew I was serious, and he wanted that too. Like he didn't want to do anything to prevent me from reaching my goals. And vice versa, I wasn't going to do anything to prevent him from reaching his. And mm-hmm. it just so happened that because I'm a little bit older than him and I had started my career and I had started to advance, that it just made sense. But we mm-hmm. had open communication. I mean, we knew at some point in time, okay, it's me right now, but it could possibly be you at any point in time. And again, it's just those constant conversations. It's that understanding that you're not going to hold each other back. And, mm-hmm. you know, and just believing and knowing that God is ordering our steps. And so we mm-hmm. each have a purpose, and it's our responsibility to fulfill that purpose. And while it's still the same purpose, you're going to have it's going to ebb and flow. Things are going to change, and you have to mm-hmm. be able to adapt. So it was just a great situation for him, because he was moving into his, actually his second full-time coaching position, but the time coaching position in Division One, and so it was a mm-hmm. no-brainer. Like he had worked his tail off, just like I had worked my tail off. So it was time for him to be able to reap his rewards.
Well, see, I do know you have great family support. How does that play in your decisions as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, my mother is the real MVP. And my father as well, because they're sacrificing for me. And I, you know, you just, how can you ever repay them for that? Mm-hmm. They did a great job raising me, and it's their time to, you know, be free and to shine. But instead, they decided to help me and help my husband fulfill our goals and help out as much as they can. And our family is very strong. We have a pretty close-knit family. And one of the things that my father always told me, he was like, you know, I was close to my grandparents, so I mm-hmm. want my grandkids to know who I am. And mm-hmm. and my mother's mm-hmm. the same way. And so they make that commitment. No matter where we are, they're either going to travel to come see us, or they've even thought about, you know, at some point they may move wherever we are. But they mm-hmm. only have the four, our kids. So, you know, it's important to them to have that relationship. So my village is very strong, very strong. Everywhere I've moved, every institution I've worked for, it has been a true family environment, and that's important for me. You know, if school is closed, mm-hmm. you know, I've been at those departments where everybody's kids were at school. They're in the gym playing basketball. They're in the computer mm-hmm. lab on the computers, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something that I look for when I'm making those decisions. But, you know, here I've only been here 5 months. And again, it is God leading the way. It's been a blessing. I've extended my village even more. Mm-hmm. Young lady, roommate of my coworker, you know, you just listen to people and you pay attention and you hear them talk. And I understand, you know, her spirit, because you don't want anybody around your children. And mm-hmm. Just listening to her and getting to know her a little bit better, talking to her, I was like, you know, I need your help. Can you help me? She's worked with kids before. She's nannied before and all of that. And that was important to me. And plus she has, like I said, she's a good heart and a good spirit. And I knew she would be great around my kids. And so she helped me. My second daughter plays basketball. My oldest plays basketball. They play volleyball. They play soccer. And my daughter had two games on a Saturday. And, of course, I oversee men's and women's soccer and volleyball and softball at IUPUI. So we're heavy in season right now with all of those sports. And I needed some help. I couldn't get my daughter back to her second game because I had to be at work. And she jumped in. I asked her. Her schedule was free. And she came to my house, picked her up, and took her to her second game and then brought her to me to work. I mean, I gave her some gas. I'm giving you some gas money. I'm going to buy you food, you know, whatever you need. But, you know, again, it's just that blessing. You have to be willing to ask for help. And sometimes we won't do that. But again, like I say, you're cautious and you do your research and your due diligence to make sure you're not just putting anybody around your children, but you have to be able to be comfortable with extending that and understanding and knowing who you're letting around them and allow them to help you if they offer.
Yeah, because, you know, Superwoman doesn't even want to have a sidekick, and we got to have more than sidekicks. we got to be able to, you can evaluate, but just kind of share. So how old are your kids?
They're 11, 7, 5, and 2.
Good gracious, child. You did.
Mm.
You can have
never a dull moment. Never a dull moment.
You can have, you can have a whole team. If one of you and your husband play, one can be the referee and one can be on the team.
That's right. Someone at the convention said, "Well, today you gonna have another one?" I said, "No, this factory is closed. We'll pull a cousin to be the fifth person." There will be no more. Mm-mm. And it's funny, if you ask them, they're like, "Nope, mommy's not having any more kids." I said, "That's right. If y'all don't know anything else, you know your mother's not having any more kids."
Well, I will have to give a shout out to Leah Buttridge of Troy University. She's the assistant AD for compliance. Some with her question, but I fed off of your intro. Her question was, what insight on how you have been successful balancing all of life demands, your personal, professional, and social aspect?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, I'm still doing that. I haven't mastered it at all. And it's really being conscious and knowing when to step away, when to say no, you know, not to take on too much, making sure you're taking care of yourself, you're taking care of your family, you're taking care of what your responsibilities at work. And I can honestly say, you know, there have been times, especially when I was younger in the business and, you know, when I first got married, I was full force career. So I was 100% on that end of the spectrum. And there would be times where my husband's like, hello, you know, remember me? You know, I'm over here. You know, it's kind of like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? I'm doing this. I'm cooking. You know, I'm cleaning. I'm doing it. And I wasn't being present with him. And so I was like, okay, I appreciate you bringing that to my attention, you know. And so you work on trying to do that better. And then, like I said, when I stepped away and followed him and I was at home full time and I'm with my kids every minute, every second of the day, and I'm like, okay, this is different. So I feel like I got that end of the spectrum. So now stepping into this role, I'm like, okay, I remember what it was like to be totally focused on my career. I remember what it was like to be 100% on the family. Now let me find that happy medium. And so I make a conscious effort to make sure that, you know, I'm at home and I can get home and I can take my daughter to practice and we spend that time. As soon as I walk through the door, I'm putting my bag down. I may leave my phone in the purse and I may be going in the kitchen to start cooking dinner. And then my daughter, she's reading her book to me because she has to read, and I'm listening, I'm cooking and I'm listening to her book and I'm helping her with her words. And, you know, it's a balancing act, but it's something mm-hmm. that you're constantly working on. You have to understand that you're never going to master it, but you're doing your best to make sure that you're taking care of each area as much, you know, as much as you can, and giving everybody equal time. And not forgetting the most important part, which is to take care of yourself too. You still have to find time for yourself. And I still struggle with that sometimes, but you know, it may be a lunch break. I may run somewhere, or if I even brought my lunch, I'll warm it up, take it out, and I'll go get my toes done. You know, I'm on my lunch break. You know, I can't find time, and you know, there may not be any more time to do that. You know, I'm an early person, but I vowed and promised myself that at my last 5 a.m. workout at Auburn University, I would never wake up early and work out again. And I have held true to that promise.
Really?
But again, that's kind of early morning. That might be the only time that I have to work out. So I say that jokingly. I have gotten up early to work out too. And that's one of the things that was mentioned at the convention. You know, mm-hmm. you have to remain healthy. You're on the go. You have to take mm-hmm. care of yourself. So you do have to find those times. And wherever it is, I would encourage everybody to find that time to take care of yourself.
That's extremely important. Again, physically and mentally, because you really can't be your best if you're not your best if you're not healthy. That's
correct.
Part of the four agreements. The four agreements is one of the four agreements, always be your best. And you can't do your best if you're not healthy. And it's really interesting because the mental health piece, the high achiever looks different. Depression looks different. And I'm just going to say this. Sometimes staying busy is a sign of depression because you don't want to take time to feel.
Right.
And so just be cautious of some of the movements. Why is it that I don't want to sit still with myself?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
if you have a problem even looking at that question, it's time to look at that question, you know. And so mm-hmm. is there something, okay, honestly, we talked about you know, cooking meals and whatnot, but is it sometimes mm-hmm. that you can get somebody to make your meals for you, to give you a time? Because honestly, when you said during your lunch break, I like the fact of getting out of the office to have
mm-hmm.
lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Because, honestly, people don't realize, if you're not, your digestion is based, honestly, on your mind. Because your mind decides different chemicals to be released in your stomach. So if you're still working, if you're still trying to solve problems while you're eating, that is, and I understand sometimes you're going to be that way. But
mm-hmm.
it needs to be maybe one or two days, not every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you know, I love to read. So I would read at least a chapter. I would go to, now this helped me with my buying too. I would go to Books A Million and get my favorite book and read a chapter and put it back. You kept me somebody the book. But just things such as that, and as you can see, you know, we both came in from the convention, and it does seem like almost all conventions, because, again, we're in the mental health space, and we have to
right.
be able to set the example. So
mm-hmm.
here's some more questions, and it's funny
okay.
you said this, because you kind of said it a little bit, but I need to expand upon it. Dwayne Lewis, Assistant Athletic Director for Communications and Marketing at Paraview A&M. Knowing what
mm-hmm.
you know now and the experiences you have had, what would you tell your younger self at the start of your career?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, I like what Stevie Baker Watson said when she was on the stage, and that was just to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't regret any of my moves that I've made, and
mm-hmm.
And for the most part, I'm a planner. I'm very strategic in what I do. But I think back in the longest stint that I've had anywhere has been 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, well, should I have waited a little bit longer or should I have stayed? So I would probably just tell my younger self, like, just pace yourself. Just be patient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get all the knowledge that you can gain and, you know, take it from there. But I would probably just say be patient.
So here's another question that I have. But before I get to this question, I have to be self-serving. Because you just said, you know, you questioned yourself. And then I'm pretty sure you questioned yourself with getting back in.
Right.
And I know you sought out the Advance Academy as a strategy mm-hmm. to do that. So can I just have a small commercial of how this platform and the Advance Academy has assisted you in your mental state and skill mm-hmm. level and connections in your current position?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I tell people, you know, I don't play around with depression because depression is very serious. But I almost felt like for a little bit there that I was getting depressed, and I shared with a friend that your show, you know, we say it saved me. I don't use that lightly because that really is true. But it was such a refreshing moment to be able to listen to your podcast and hear all the stories of all these phenomenal women. And, you know, sometimes I find myself just taking notes. Mm-hmm. I've always admired Tamika Smith Jones and mm-hmm. listening to her and her story. And, you know, just from your suggestions, I got her book and I read it, and I've even shared it. I send it to Leah Brundage. She's read it and purchased another book for another one of my young mentees. But just the knowledge that I've gained from listening to the shows, to your podcast, and also being a part of the Advance Academy and all the just the great advice that the women bring. Like, you remember some things and you're like, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And it was really for me just kind of heightening that awareness and remembering and knowing, okay, I have the skill set to do a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot
mm-hmm.
of those things. You know, it was more so a reminder for me because I have been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Been in the business for a long time. I've worked at so many different institutions. I've seen things done differently. I can now say that I've worked at basically every level of Division I. So I've seen how different departments operate and I really know how to be successful. Like, leading to me comes naturally. All teams, you know, just and I think that comes from being a student athlete and playing sports so young. It's just a natural feeling for me. And but like I said, like just the podcast and the Advance Academy, it's just reiterated some of those things that I already may have had or have tucked away in my bucket of knowledge, and just brought them forward again and giving me that, just rejuvenating me and giving me that inspiration that I need to keep pushing forward.
Well, let's just talk a little bit about learning a new skill and how you saw a replay and how you reached out, networking, you know, someone you didn't know, but then you have a great
mm-hmm.
resource now. Can you speak about that?
Yes. So I am stepping into the development role now here at IEPUI, and I'm so excited about that because when those that aspire to be ADs, I had the pleasure
mm-hmm.
of doing the executive session at the conference and being a part of a group, and in Division I especially, the fundraising piece is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It by far outweighed everything else. Division II and Division III levels, it was a little bit different. So you have to, and talking to search firms, like that, you have to have that on your resume in some way or another. And I think sometimes we forget, and I've heard Dr. China Jude say, you know, if you sold Girl Scout cookies or if you organize something at your kid's school, you know, everybody knows how to fundraise. You're just not thinking about it
mm-hmm.
in that light, you know, at that time. And so I'm thankful that Dr. Perry has given me the opportunity to step into that role and be a part of those conversations and cultivating those relationships. So Alicia English, I watched the video in the Advance Academy and watched her PowerPoint and listened to her. And I don't know Alicia, but it's funny, we've had the same path. A little bit of the same path. We both track through LSU and know some of those folks. And, you know, I have no issues with reaching out to somebody that has knowledge and saying, hey, would you mind talking to me about this? Or I just watched this. It was great. Can you explain this to me? And she was so sweet. We still haven't met each other. I was hoping to see her at Women Leaders, but she wasn't able to make it. But we have been text messaging, and, you know, I told her my plan, and she told me it was great, you know, to go for it, and she checks on me, you know, how's it going? So I can't be more thankful for that, and she's just been awesome in helping me and guiding me through that. But for, you know, the Advance Academy, of course I know some other people that I could call, but she was someone new. She had a different spin on it, a different take, and I just like the path that she has taken and what she was saying, what to do, kind of what not to do. And, again, it goes back to that patience, because I joked with her. I said, I sent, like, 25 emails and only two people have responded. She was like, you know, she's like, it's okay, it's okay. You know, she's like, Janelle, you got to be patient. You know, it's going to happen. And lo and behold, after we had that little text message exchange, I want to say 1 to 2 days later, like, I may have gotten 5 more responses. And she's like, you know, people are busy. And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. People are busy. So maybe they just hadn't read it yet. But, so that's definitely been great for me. And I appreciate the sisterhood and the bond that we've created and what she's done to help guide me through that process.
Now, you know that brings me absolute joy. You know that.
Oh, yes.
So let me get to one more question before we take a break.
Okay.
And my next question is about how Renisha Hobbs, Alabama State University, how was your transition back into athletics after you had a break to focus on motherhood?
Oh, man, it was great. I had the people in my office laughing, especially in the interview. You know, I told them, boy, y'all going to get real sick of me because I've been around kids. I've been watching cartoons. You know, I was like, I am happy to be back around some adults. So it has really been great. And again, I work with some pretty awesome people at IUPUI, men and women alike, coaches, administration, the gentleman from the mailroom, he's an Alabama fan. So he comes and gives me grief, you know, every day, and we joke with each other, you know, and I tell him to get out of my office and you know, all that good stuff, you know, all in fun. But there are some very, very wonderful people at IUPUI, and they have made my transition. They really made it easy for me, and I can honestly say I knew after the interview that it was a good fit, because I tell people, not only are they interviewing you, but you're interviewing them. You're trying to make sure it's going to be a good fit for you. And I knew when I left that it was going to be a good situation, and it has been that and more. So it has been very, very awesome, and I'm really excited to be back in and to have the opportunity to do it with them.
Well, we're going to take a short break here and chat and go with Monique A.J. Smith here on Survival Radio Network. When we return, we will continue chatting with Janelle.
Why do colleges support student athletes pursuing every profession except professional sports? Why are they treated as the students when they're athletes, knowing that they need help surviving their lives? I'm Tawana Smith, and as a former Division I and pro athlete and now best-selling author, I've created a transition system specifically for student athletes called Surviving the Lights. For more information, visit www.survivingthelights.com to learn how we can change the game together.
14 years as a professional athlete, and I never once went into a game without a plan. But when it came to the money game, I had no clue where to start. If you're feeling the same way, I would like to help you evaluate, plan, and execute your way to victory in your finances. I'm Nakia Sanford, Regional Vice President with Primerica Financial Services. Give me a call, 404-940-9887. That's 404-940-9887. It helps to have a pro on your team.
I am Tamika Smith-Jones, the author of A Ball and a Dream, an autobiography memoir. Get your copy at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or anywhere books are sold. If you are contemplating making your next bold move, read my journey. If you would like me to share this journey in person, feel free to reach out to me at tjsports23@gmail.com. As a baller, you got to have a game plan, and my book gives you a game plan that worked for my life. In close, when things don't look like they're going well, remember Romans 8:28, all things are working for your good. Keep working.
Well, welcome back. I'm your host, Monique A.J. Smith, here in the Chat in the Garden with Cynthia Blooms in Athletics and Sports. Well, I have one more question. It's a variation of Danita Rogers, athletic director at Langston College, which is MEIA. She asked this question last week, and I just want to ask it again. What are three major things that you want to accomplish during your your first 90 days in your new position?
Well, the first thing for me was really getting to know and understand the culture. I wanted to know the culture of the department and the culture of the university as a whole. And quite frankly, that's still ongoing. But it was important for me to just understand what makes everybody tick. What are our goals? What are our aspirations? What are some of the challenges that we're having to get there? And where can I jump in and have an immediate impact? So the culture was the first thing. The second thing, once I knew what sports and departments that I was going to be overseeing, it was scheduling appointments with those head coaches and with those department leaders to just have an opportunity to come sit down and let's just chat. And I'm big on let's get our expectations out early. And it's not just me giving them my expectations, but it's them giving me their expectations. It's a two-way street. So as you know, I set my guideline. And I actually let them go first. I don't even set mine first. I want to hear what theirs are. What was it like, you know, in the past with your other supervisors? You know, how did it go? What worked? What didn't work? And so on and so forth. And then, you know, I lay out my parameters and my guidelines and my expectations for them, and I let them know, you know, how often we'll meet, what that will be like. I send them agendas if they have anything they want to add to the agenda, and then it's an opportunity for me too to start learning about them. And getting to know them, and then secondly, or thirdly, or whatnot, I wanted to get to know the student athletes. I asked every coach if I could come to their team meeting. Typically, you know, everybody has their compliance meeting at the beginning of the year, and I wanted to make sure that I had the opportunity to introduce myself to them in a smaller setting, as opposed to the big setting with and doing what we call Jack Jump Off, which is our kind of our welcome back. If they those sports that reported early, I just wanted to meet with them more intimately and tell them a little bit about myself, let them know that I was there for them, and if they ever needed anything, you know, that they could come see me, because that's big for me. And the student athlete experience, I know that's one of Dr. Perry's. It's important to him, and one of his big initiatives is making sure that our student athletes have a good experience. And I tell them that, you know, I had a great experience when I was a student athlete, and I don't want you all to have the same. We want to make sure that when we reach out to you when you leave, that you'll come back, you know, and it's not just about the money and the giving, but that you may just give of your time and you'll share your experiences and help serve as leaders, mentors, and role models for those coming behind you. So, and then just, again, figuring out, because especially at IUPUI, you know, when Gail left, Gail had been gone for quite some time before I ended up being on staff, so I knew a couple other of my coworkers that kind of maybe assumed some of her duties and responsibilities and some of those roles. So, okay, now what can I take back from you all? You know, what can I do, like I said before, to make that immediate impact? How can I help? And I really just hit the ground running. And it's funny because I didn't have an opportunity. Roderick was traveling so much, and so I didn't have the opportunity to really sit down with him until maybe my third week on the job. But even some of my coworkers, they were like, well, wow, Janelle, you just kind of did your own thing. And I said, well, one, this is my first rodeo. And two, I can, because I've sat down and gone to different offices, I understand what needs to be done. So I'm just going to go do it. And I cannot omit this, but the person that had a huge impact on my transition and making sure I understood the culture and really told me, I asked her what I like to say were the right questions and who I needed to go see across campus was Alfreda Goff. Yeah, it was so awesome that she served in the interim role before they hired Roderick. And of course, you know, with her history in the Horizon League. So I made sure that I contacted her. I got her number and we had lunch. I paid for lunch because I wanted to talk to her and pick her brain. And she was awesome. So she told me what she saw while she was there. Gave me her suggestions and who to contact and who to reach out to, and it's been great from that point forward. So I was thankful that I've had that opportunity to be able to sit down and talk to her.
Well, I give Alfreda I would say 80% of the credit for me.
Yeah.
She was athletic director at Virginia State. I was athletic director at St. Paul's, but before I became, she was always supportive of the sports information director's profession. So she was great. She put me on my very first NCAA committee when she became president of Women Leaders. She made me get on the microphone. I'm behind the scenes. I'm a planner. She says, no, you're a former SID. You get with the microphone. You know what to do. I expect to be done. I said, Lord have mercy. So that's Mama Goff. She is.
Yeah, she is.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I was so glad to see her this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when she tells you to reach out, she means it. She's not just saying it. She means it, and she will meet with you, and she will share with you, you know, anything that she can. So, and everybody doesn't do that. So that's awesome.
Mhm. And she's real genuine because when I saw her, she asked about my mother and my husband. Mm-hmm. So it's not just personal. She really does care, and she's a great example of how you can integrate family and work and friendship with family. So you're going to be just fine. She planted a great seed in you.
She did.
So
very thankful.
I know we're over time, and so I just want to say thank you so much, Janelle. You really did plant some great seeds today.
Thank you. Thank you again. I really appreciate it. And it was so great to meet you finally in person.
Yes. Can you hear my grin?
I do.
All right. So, Clark,
and I'm going to tell you too, real quick, happy early birthday since we share the same birthday.
Goodness, yes! Happy birthday, Scorpio! wonderful. We have to connect again on our birthdays. So
that's correct.
As always, I want to thank Clark Garrison for being the best engineer and the founder of Survival Radio Network. Because all I have to do is talk, people. That's what I just love. I have a podcast, but all I do is just talk. So God bless you, Clark.
And I just want to say just a little tidbit as a commercial. So Clark will know to call me. Clark, we have an opportunity to work with the NFL doing Celebration Bowl. So you got to call me. Nikki Curry for identifying this great opportunity. She was my publicist. Join us next Wednesday at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time for updates on show guests and podcasts. Follow us on Facebook's A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith. Have a significant rest of the day.
Skipping the beat, you're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Till the tears run down from my eyes, Lord, somebody, ooh, somebody, can anybody find me somebody to love?
Alexa, play hits from Queen.
Okay.
Somebody to love. Somebody.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.